This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel said it was checking if it had killed Hamas's second highest military leader in an airstrike in Gaza, media said, as prospects fade of a ceasefire to coincide with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
If his death is confirmed, Marwan Issa would be the highest-ranking Hamas official killed by Israel in 5 months of war that have pulverized the Gaza Strip and killed thousands of Palestinians. Nicknamed the Shadow Man for his ability to stay off Israel's radar, he's one of three top Hamas leaders who planned the October 7th attack and are believed to still be directing military operations. Israeli army radio said the An-Nusayrat camp in central Gaza had been bombed on Saturday night, following intelligence about Issa's location, and five people were killed.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed to Jamaica on Monday to attend a meeting on Haiti, where a collapse in security and a humanitarian crisis is taking place. Blinken departed from Washington on Monday morning on a trip organized at the last minute as spiraling gang violence threatens to bring down Haiti's government. On Sunday, the U.S. military airlifted non-essential personnel and stepped up security at Washington's embassy in Port-au-Prince. The United States is looking to expedite the deployment of a U.N.-backed multinational security support mission to Haiti. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Monday,
"We are committed to the success of the MSS. You have seen not only the United States commit money to the MSS, but also the Secretary has met with his foreign counterparts to seek to raise funds from additional countries to fund the MSS.
It comes as Blinken has been in touch with